All right, talking to Teddy. Was this your first? Was this the first live, totally clear practice since the injury?
No, first day of camp was
first
totally
day of camp.
Live. Yep.
Okay.
I was totally. I haven't missed a play.
So let's talk about that first. How's it? Everything feel? You're about 9 months since surgery now.
Yeah,
10
Halloween
months, like that?
Was okay. When I got hurt. Well, the day after because we played Ohio State. Feels really good. Better than obviously I expected, and it was nice to be back. I did the whole summer, and it's a little sore here or there, but it's not nothing too bad.
Yeah. So senior year, this is fifth year you've been doing this. So your fifth camper in tool, everything else. How's it feel out there?
It feels great. I mean, I'm enjoying every minute. It's so cool to be able to practice like this. If you really step back and look at it, it's tough days, but getting able to practice, with people watching the city we're in tool here. I mean, I see people every year that I only see here.
Right.
It's cool to talk to them.
Right.
Sandy Young is a lady. She's lived in Rantoul for a long time. She comes to every practice. She always sits by the O-line, so it's just something you got to talk to. It's just cool. That kind of stuff is cool.
Tell me about the Karras tradition. So how many Big Ten players in your family?
I'm the seventh.
You're the seventh.
The seventh.
Do you know who's next? Is there?
Yeah, I got a little cousin Luke.
Yeah?
About a six-foot fifth grader. So.
Fifth grader. Okay. So there's not going to be any Karras in the Big Ten for five or six years.
Yeah, for a while. But
yeah.
But he'll be there. He actually lives in Marshall, Illinois.
Uh-huh.
So he's down south, down by Terre Haute.
Okay. Is that important to you, the family name? I know Coach Cubitt at the meeting last night talked about it, the name on the front, but also the name on the back of the jersey.
Absolutely. Obviously I played for Illinois, but I also played for my dad, my uncles, and everybody. And my mom's actually an alum of Illinois, so I played for her too.
Yeah, yeah. So did you always have Illinois in your mind because of that? Or?
No, actually, I visited Iowa before, we passed through Champaign, and they really hadn't talked to me.
Uh-huh.
It was like end of my sophomore year, end of my junior year, and I was thinking, man, I would be cool to come to Illinois. And about 2 weeks later, Vic Koning ended up offering me, and I committed right there.
So. Yeah, yeah, great. So, last question: What, the old line as a whole? You lost some seniors, trying to plug some guys. Left guard still up in the air. How do you think everything's coming together now that you're back in there?
I think we got a great core of guys. Established veterans Schmidt and DeLauro are going to be the tackles. I got right guard Joe at center, and then left guard. I mean, we have a core of nine, which we haven't had in a long time here. We have 20 linemen out there right now, which is nice, which I don't think we've had that since I've been here. I guess my freshman year maybe, but
sure.
We have nine guys right now that can step in and play, have experience playing, and can come in and play. And right now, Bowles is slated at the number one. Nicky right there, they're switching off, and Flavin right there too, the six-man kind of tackle guy.
Yeah, okay, I appreciate it, Teddy.
Thanks, man.
Thanks.